Hebrew is a 3,000-year-old language spoken roughly by 9 million people worldwide. I usually don't think about my mother tongue in terms of prevalence, and like many other speakers of low-resource languages around the world, I've come to accept that when it comes to technology, everything Hebrew-related is behind. So when Shalom Sterdamsky, a journalist and co-host of the popular Israeli podcast Chayot Kis, proposed cloning his voice to create the first open-source Hebrew single-speaker text-to-speech dataset and model, I was simultaneously thrilled and admittedly a bit terrified. Typically, research builds on existing infrastructure. However, in our case, we had to depend on models from other languages, hypothesizing their applicability to Hebrew. The project left me pondering the intricate relationship between a language's textual representation and its spoken form. Previously, I hadn't fully appreciated this cross-model connection. Analyzing the model's errors revealed a unique aspect of Hebrew. Its consonants are similar between modalities, while its vowels are more fluid. It also taught me that the universality of language makes it worthwhile to use existing capabilities and fine-tune a model trained on a high-resource language on another less-resourced one. I invite you to experience Shaul himself voicing the opening phrase of the podcast translated as "Hello, you're listening to Chayot Kis. I'm Shaul Amsterdamsky." Followed by the closing line, "You've been listening to Chayot Kis, Khan's economics podcast."
Hi, אתם על Chayot Kis, אני Shaul Amsterdamsky. אתם האזנתם לחיות כיס, הפודקאסט הכלכלי של כאן.
And now the same lines read by our synthesized text-to-speech version of Robo Shaul.
היי, אתם על חיות כיס, אני שאול אמסטרדמסקי. אתם האזנתם לחיות כיס, הפודקאסט הכלכלי של כאן.